Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of 4 Day Weekends. Today, I'm super excited to have a astrocartographer on who is going to talk about all the places that I need to go visit, maybe relocate to, and just what is going to work for me. So let me tell you a little bit about Julie. Julie Getzinger is an intuitive life coach who specializes in astrocartography or relocation astrology, and she is dedicated to helping creative entrepreneurs find their most supportive places using astrocartography. So it is my pleasure to introduce Julie, an intuitive coach, astrocartographer, and international best-selling author. So welcome to the call.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
I'm so glad. And I know when I met you, I had just dabbled a tiny bit into astrocartography. Maybe a year or two ago, someone told me about it or I heard about it. I was like, what is it? It was complicated and a lot of things I didn't understand. I was really excited when you offered to read my chart here for me, which I think might be the best way to understand what it is that you do for people. And I know you're intuitive and you're a life coach, but I think you said a lot of people are coming to you for where to move or where to go. So just tell us a little bit about how you got into that, and then we'll move into letting you do your stuff.
Sure. The way I got into it was I was feeling stuck and stagnant in my business and also my love life at the time. And I realized that I had been living on my Saturn line for years, and Saturn rules delays, challenges, obstacles, hard work. And it did feel like making money was always hard. Like I had to work constantly. I was always hustling. I was very much in my masculine energy. And love was hard too. I was like, it's just the same cycle, like different man, same thing again and again. And I booked an astrocartography reading because my intuitive coach said, why don't you check out where other places might be that be more supportive of business and love? And we found that my most supportive lines were on the West Coast in California. So I started out on this journey. I headed out there. And as soon as my plane landed, my business started picking up. And somebody actually booked as soon as I landed in San Diego. My plane touched down and it was like, bing. And then while I was there, I had all these sessions booked back to back. It was really incredible. I made a new best friend. I found somebody new to date there. It was just a super fun time and also really great lucrative for my business. And so that kind of just proved to me, oh, wow, there's something to this. I want to look deeper into this and I want to do this for others because I'm already coaching people. Why not have a tool that shows us where we could receive more support in love and in business? So that's how I got into it.
So, are you an astrologer as well, or is this like a separate thing?
So this is a branch of astrology. It's called relocation astrology. So I do follow the transits a little bit, but that's not my specialty. There are people who specialize in timing and it's called zodiacal releasing. And then there's people who specialize in location, which is astrocartography. So I'm specialized in the location. That is what I focus in. And then I'm also an intuitive. I am a medium. So whenever people are speaking about relationships or their business, I get intuitive hits and I hear messages when they're talking. So I channel messages for them as well to give them guidance around like why something's stuck, why it's not working, why they're stuck in a pattern or stuck in their story. And that becomes part of the process as well. So I go back and forth between my mind and my intuition when I'm doing my sessions with my clients.
Sounds exciting. All right. I'm ready.
So
Let's
fun.
jump in. So I'm going to turn it over to you to run your session like you would.
Okay. Awesome. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen so you can see what I am looking at. And the first thing that we need, can you see the birth chart on the screen now? Okay. So the first thing that we look at is our birth chart. So I ask my client for their time of birth, the exact time of birth that they have it. If they don't have the exact time of birth, then I do have people that can help do a chart rectification. And what that is, they figure out the exact time of birth based on a number of different factors that I don't understand because it's not my specialty. But I turn it over to them to get the exact birth time if somebody doesn't have it on the birth certificate or they just don't know it. And then we need the place of birth and the birth date. Once I have that information, then I do the research on my own. I look at their birth chart, I see what stands out to me, and then I look at the astrocartography map to start looking at locations.
Okay, great.
There we go. Perfect. Okay. So what I'm looking for is first I'm looking at the rising sign. So the first house over here shows you the rising sign. And what that means is it's the character that you're playing in the game of life. So it's like your avatar. So a lot of people, when they think of what's your sign, they automatically go to the sun sign. But the rising sign, if you listen to readings on YouTube or you start looking at your own horoscopes, things like that, the rising sign often resonates even more than the sun sign. So the rising sign for Donna is a Leo. So Leos, they have a need to be appreciated, to be recognized, to be seen. They enjoy being in the spotlight. And then just a little more information about the rising sign. So Leo, the sign of Leo is ruled by the sun. The sun is in Donna's ninth house of long distance travel, higher education, religion, and belief systems. The sun is in the ninth house along with Saturn, Venus, the MC, Chiron, and Mercury. And because we have this cluster of planets over here in the ninth house, that means that there's going to be more focus on that area of life for Donna. So the ninth house represents long distance travel. It represents higher education, religion, and belief systems. So to me, that would mean that she's very interested in different cultures, maybe travel. There's a lot here. There's a lot. Like when you have a whole cluster of planets like this.
I've seen my chart and I understand my chart a little bit, and I'm like, boy, it is really heavy over there, isn't
Yes.
it?
Yeah, it's interesting
It's
because
all
some people.
Aries or whatever. It's all right over
Yes.
there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's ruled by Aries too. So that Aries likes to be in charge, is independent. It's often like the entrepreneur. So to me, this means you could be a professor, you could be someone who's fascinated by belief systems, could be like limiting beliefs, like working with clients on what's holding them back in life. You
So
have.
funny because I do that a lot of in their business. I'm doing it unconsciously. What's wrong? Why can't you do, get through this in your business? Even though I'm a business coach or a business strategist, I do a lot of boundaries and limiting beliefs and that type of thing as we're working through their problems in business. So that's interesting.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's spot on. And then Chiron here is the teacher, and it's also the wounded healer. So this could be an area of wounding or great pain, like having some kind of wounding in religion, like some kind of church wound or religion, a wounding in higher education, like maybe something happened in school. But whatever wounding happens in that area of life, it's also your biggest area of transformation, which is why you might want to help people in that area of life because you have struggled in maybe one of those areas or maybe not being sure what you believe and really wanting to get clear on what your truth is in life, things like that, philosophy, thinking deep, things like that. So you could be teaching those things, which is what you said you do with your business clients. Yeah. Okay. And so the next thing we're going to look at, so as I said before, the sun sign is in Aries for Donna. The sun, it represents your purpose in life, what you do to feel more fulfilled. Since Donna's is in the sign of Aries, to me, that means that she likes to be self-starting. She's supposed to work for herself. She's very independent as a person. She's entrepreneurial. So she's in alignment with what the chart is saying about her sun sign based on what she's doing. Okay. And then we will. How does that resonate, Donna?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm pretty familiar with my sun sign, my moon, my rising. I've got a lot of Aries fire over there. And then Leo on top of it.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm out in the spotlight. I move to the beat of my own drum.
Yeah.
For sure.
Very
Yeah.
strong leadership energy.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we're going to look at your moon sign. So your moon is over here in the second house, and the sign is a Virgo. The second house represents personal money, possessions, and livelihood. Virgo has the need to analyze, discriminate, and function efficiently. You also have Pluto and Jupiter in your second house. So this could mean that you're transforming your relationship with money in this lifetime, and you'll receive good luck to draw in prosperity with Jupiter in this placement. So this is a great placement to have Jupiter because that's going to attract good luck with money and prosperity. Pluto is death and rebirth. So that's like transforming the relationship with money. It could also be earning money through doing therapy work. Therapists often have plutonic energy like this Pluto here. Could be earning money through doing therapy work or helping others to transform their lives, which is what you do. And then the moon is also what's hidden or beneath the surface. So it might be that you do this work subconsciously to heal money wounds, things like that. But with Jupiter here, to me, it means you're going to attract a lot of abundance, but there could be a lot of like death and rebirth in that area of life.
I definitely resonate with the ups and downs of bringing money in and then not having money, and then bringing money in and not having money. I'm like, what is
Yes,
happening?
totally. Yeah, I hear you on that. I have that as well.
Yeah, it is a pattern.
Yeah. And then the other money house is the eighth house. So the eighth house is money from others, money received through inheritances, could be from a romantic partner, through death benefits, things like that. Yours is ruled by Pisces. So Pisces has the need to commit to a dream. It's imaginative energy, it's creative. The North Node here is all about destined. So to me, this means receiving money in a destined way. So the work you do, it has to feel like it's destined. Like you couldn't just do anything to make money. It has to feel like it's aligned for you. And you speak about that all the time. I'm one of Donna's clients. So
Yes.
yeah, she's really great at being like, is that aligned? She can
Yeah.
feel when it's not. And we're just doing it to make money, but that never works. But you're really good at spotting that in others.
Yeah,
It helps
even
to
from my
feel like
early days, obviously I had some stints into the corporate when I was in my 20s, but then quickly I was like, I need to start my own business. I need to do my own thing. I need to do something that feels, I wouldn't say meaningful, but felt more aligned to my gifts and the things that I wanted to bring, even though I had no idea what that was going to be until like my late 40s and early 50s. But
Yeah.
yes, it's been a journey of trying to discover that and work through different things. I've had different passions and different businesses along the way, which has always been like, ooh, this is what I want to do right now because it does feel very aligned and this is where I'm going. And it's, yeah. So I guess I'll always try to go with that, what feels right for me in the moment or at that time in that season.
Awesome. Yeah. Love that. Okay. Next, we will look at some of the aspects with the planets. So the aspects means their relationship to each other in your chart. So based on their relationships, they're either more supported or challenged. And so for you, your Venus is in detriment in Aries. So this means, so
Uh-oh, that
Venus.
doesn't sound good. The
Right.
word detriment just like stuck in me. Uh-oh.
It just means it's going to be less strong. So the Venus, which attracts love and money, is just weakened. Because it's not as happy in Aries. Aries is very fiery energy.
And
It
masculine,
could
right?
like,
Yeah.
yeah, it could be like being fiery in your love relationships and also with money, like maybe being a little too impulsive or too much passion could be like that, the wounded Aries energy, I guess you could call it, or Venus energy. And then your Saturn is in its fall in Aries. So this could mean that you'll see more of the shadow side of Saturn, which is delays, obstacles, hard work. The supportive part of Saturn is commitment, it's disciplined, it's sticking to something long term. But since yours is in the sign of Aries, it's just not as happy there. So more of the shadow could show up for you.
Oh, sad Saturn and
Saturn
sad Venus.
and Venus. But the good news is your sun is exalted in Aries. So that's
Yay.
great. We love that. To be in domicile or exalted is very supportive, and exalted is like the best you can have. So the sun is very happy in Aries. So this could mean you'll experience even more optimism. You'll have bigger sales, the ability to be even more seen and social when you travel to your sun astrocartography lines. So the sun's going to be really supportive for you. So if you're feeling like things are stuck or stagnant, get into the sun physically and on your astrocartography map or
Listen, I have got to stop you here because this is what I say repeatedly to everyone is that I am like a flower, and when the sun is not out, I'm wilting. It has been raining here for over 12 days, and the sun came out a little bit. I went to the beach this morning, and right before this call, I was like, oh my God, the sun is out. I was just standing out there in the street where it was sunny, trying to get sun because it is so much prevalent with me, especially as I've gotten older. The darker days of winter, I have a harder time with that sun going down at earlier and earlier in the day. And I really do. The summer solstice is like the best day of the whole year for me. The most sun, the most light. I really feel that for sure.
I also think that your cat being behind you is very intentional too. I think that your cat can feel any kind of negative energy and is working to transmute that.
down. She left, but she
Oh,
was
she
back
left.
there.
Yay. She's, I'm out. I'm
Yeah, she's
out.
like, oh, okay, it's all good. You're good now.
Okay. When we started this call, she was behind you. But yeah, just know that our animals are super intuitive too. And they're transmuters. So they're meant to transmute energy. It doesn't hurt them. It's part of their agreement with us. And they have soul contracts with us as their owners or their moms or dads. But yeah, they do transmute any kind of energy that wants to be transmuted and cleaned up.
Because, like I was saying, the last couple weeks she's been sitting up here, and maybe it's because of the rain or because I've just been a little bit out of sorts or something.
Okay, are we ready to move
Yes.
on to astrocartography?
Yeah, I'm excited. Ooh.
Awesome. Can you see your map pop up now?
I can.
Okay. So when I do my reading to my clients, I ask them some places that they're considering moving or traveling to. And I like to start with where they're living currently. So we look at the energies of where they are. And then I look at the places they're considering. And I share the most prevalent influences based on the astrocartography lines here. And then I look for places that will be supportive just in general, like based on what they say they want. So, Donna, what at this time of your life, what are you looking for most? What would you say is something that's really important to you?
You mean as far as going somewhere or just in general?
In general, what do you want to experience more of in life?
Travel has been on my thing. And I think because you see it in my chart, like long distance travel, like going out of the United States has just been a huge pull for me. So that's been huge. And it's not just about going to see beautiful places. It is, but it's also about seeing what else is out there, other people, other cultures. I would love to run like retreats or do business in the UK or in somewhere else. I feel like that's the thing I would love to be able to do. It sounds like a little far-fetched, but I know people do it, and why couldn't I?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's only far-fetched when you haven't done it yet. And then
Right? Yeah,
you do
exactly.
it once and you're like, oh, I could do this again. And this was really
Exactly.
fun. Awesome. Okay, so first we're going to look at where you are in South Carolina. So I'm going to go to South Carolina first. And this software is called SolarFire. It's really good for people who want to get more in depth with their readings and want to see the parents as well. These longitudinal lines are called parents, and they give us more information than just the astrocartography lines. Like this is an astrocartography line here. This is her sun line, and this is her Venus sun parent. So
Evidently, nowhere near where I live.
you need to get to the sun,
I
sister.
find it so interesting because I'm over there, like near Myrtle Beach. That's just where, a little bit south of there, right on the coast. But I find that as I'm looking here, like I had a huge pull to move to the Asheville area years ago. We were going to go, which I can see all those lines over there. Probably if you went a little bit north into North Carolina, they would probably cross over into that mountainous area. And I really wanted to go. It was right when the recession hit. And so we were just, it just did not work out with being able to sell the house and all of that. So I'm not saying I'm stuck here. It's a beautiful place, but I am being pulled in other directions, whether to move or just go for some type of part of the year or whatever. Again, it's a beautiful place, but I don't know. Maybe there are other better places for me, it looks like.
Yeah, but also, like, what I hear you saying that maybe you're just getting a little tired of it. Like,
Yeah,
you have
we've been here for 27 years.
a. Okay.
My husband loves it. He's a real beach person. The beach is great. I love it too, but and we live in a nice little cute town and it's small and all that, but yeah. Okay. I lived in Charlotte. I grew up there in North Carolina and grew up in a kind of a big city and then we moved here, done this. It feels like
It's time to go on an
maybe
adventure.
time to go on an adventure of some kind. Yes.
Awesome. Let's go ahead and look at England. And what I would tell you about the energy here is that it is supportive. Like, I don't see anything concerning. You have Venus over here on the coast, which is love and money
Okay.
and feeling more relaxed. You have the sun here, which is feeling more seen, optimistic. And then Venus sun is both of those energies. So this is all very positive energy. It just could be that you're just getting bored with it because
So
you've been
let me
here
ask you a
before.
question. So if it you're so I'm just looking, if I see that sun like going through Orangeburg or near Columbia, is it better like the closer to the line the better, or is it just a chunks that kind of go in between or whatever, or is it mostly the closer to the line the I don't know if there is the better or whatever, but What does
Yeah,
that
so the
mean?
closer to the line, the stronger the influence.
Okay, the stronger the
So,
influence.
yeah, so I was taught that about 70 miles, within 70 miles, you'll feel it the strongest. And we do have a measuring tool here that we can use to, so if you're about here, we could measure to see how close you are to this line here. Click on that.
So yeah, it looks like I just need to take a boat trip out there into the water a little bit, into the jet stream, to my, what is it, to my Venus line over there or whatever.
You can get over here and just go for a boat ride.
Just need to go for a little boat ride.
You are within the vicinity, so you would feel Venus and Sun from the Perron here
Okay.
because it's close enough to this line here, this Perron. But yeah, the closer you go to that line, the better. And on your chart, your Venus is in Aries, so it's going to be less strong. We talked
Okay.
about that earlier. But the sun is going to be stronger. So if you went to Hilton Head, South Carolina, you'd probably feel really good down there, just based on the astrocartography. But you also have to think about like weather and politics and the way of life there. There's a lot of factors that go into where we move and not just the astrocartography, but it's a piece of the puzzle that can help you. Okay, so now I want to go to, do you want to go to England or
Yeah,
Ireland?
let's go to England. Ireland, I don't have a big thing, but Italy is the other one, I think that is. But
Okay.
let's do, yeah, I have a huge pull to the UK, meaning Scotland and England.
Okay, awesome.
So let's see what's up there.
Okay. Okay. So I noted that Southern England was more supportive for you. So the area Southampton, so that would be right here. This area here I liked because you have Mercury set line. This is an ideal line for improving connections with others. Your personal relationships benefit from an improvement in communication. You're better able to express yourself. So this could be great for writing, speaking, teaching, and also getting along well with others. It's great for relationship and business. So I liked this line here. And then we also have Uranus rising, which brings excitement and change into your life. It's good for breaking out of a regular routine, like you were talking about being a little bit bored because you've been living where you are currently for a long time. And then west of Plymouth, which so Plymouth is right here. So if you go this way, you have your Venus on your, or not Venus, sorry, North Node on the descendant. Relationships are likely to change the course of your life here. So this could be meeting like a new best friend or new business colleagues, like important people that you're meant to meet. So that's pretty cool. And then Jupiter rising, joy abounds here. You're able to express yourself like never before. It's as if all your limitations have been lifted and you follow your heartfelt dreams and wishes. So that sounds amazing, which is this white line right here.
That's
So,
way out there, or in Belfast.
yeah, exactly. It's going right through Belfast. And this is a great line too, Mercury Sun. This is also great for communication and feeling happy. You get,
You're talking about the yellow lines that go back and forth.
yes, they're called
Oh,
Perrons.
they're called what? Was it again?
A Perron, Paren.
So it's not just the lines up and down. You're talking
Right.
about these other lines that are
No.
other. Oh, okay.
It's a whole nother layer. So we
Oh.
look at the astrocartography lines first, and then we look at the Perrons next. And it just gives you more information about that spot. So it's like more details.
Okay.
Yeah, so I like Belfast too, and I like Southern England the best.
I would only go to Southern England because it's going to be just too cold to go to Northern England.
True.
Warmest place in England. Like, where is it? And it's interesting because I think it is over there in Cornwall, which is where you were like west of Plymouth. This is Cornwall down that way. So,
Okay.
interestingly, that seemed to be the right spot.
Yeah. And I know you asked about Scotland.
Yeah, a little bit about Scotland.
Okay, let's look at
I can see
Scotland.
the lines coming through. I didn't realize we were also looking at these other lines going the other way.
Yep.
Oh, lots of
Okay,
lines.
Scotland.
Seems like lots of my lines were in the middle of the ocean, in places I could not even travel if I wanted to.
A lot of people say that it's funny that like their love line will be like in the middle of the
The
ocean
middle of the
somewhere.
ocean. Oh, that
Right.
pretty much is par for the course for
You're
Sophie.
like, oh no, it's out. Also, there we go. Oh, it's already over there.
Looks like it.
Edinburgh.
Yeah, there we
There
go.
we go. Okay.
In Glasgow, yeah.
Okay, I liked Glasgow. The North set line, relationships are likely to change the course of your life here. So that was the line we saw that we
Oh, okay.
liked in England as well. Neptune, Pluto, here you'll transform your spiritual beliefs or have a discovery that transforms your creative talents, which is cool. Edinburgh, Scotland, the Mercury set line is ideal for improving connections with others. Your personal relationships benefit here, and so do your business connections. And then Uranus rising excitement brings excitement and change into your life, good for breaking out of some kind of regular routine. So I liked Edinburgh and Glasgow for you.
Okay.
And then Italy. Let's look at Italy.
Yeah, because of all the places that I've been thinking about moving, I don't know. My husband, he doesn't want to move to Italy, but Italy seems to be the place. But maybe it doesn't. I don't know.
So that's where you're most drawn.
I'm drawn, even though I've only been there one time, but for some reason, it just looks like a place. And I want to see what you have to say about that and if there's a particular area.
So I liked the Florence region, like around here. So the sunset line. So the sunset line would be this line out here. So if you went on the coast over here, you'd feel that.
Okay.
The sunset line relationships play a key role along this line. If you're seeking more emphasis on finding the right person or cementing a current relationship, this is the line to follow. Venus, Jupiter, feeling fun, loving, generous, and popular. You'll enjoy receiving attention from others, which your Leo heart will love. And then Saturn, Pluto, it's be about becoming more ambitious and powerful, becoming a powerful leader. So I love that for your Aries energy
Yeah.
and also the Leo. So
That's
that just
true.
sounds really good for like relationships and business, I feel
Yeah, it does. So you're saying somewhere around in the, it's like Tuscany or whatever over there, yeah.
Yeah, near, let
But
me zoom
close
in.
to the coast over on that side, it sounds like.
Yeah, this is the sunset line is over here, so that's supportive. But I do these lines as well, these pairings as well. And this is the one that's like a powerful line. So really like this whole area is nice.
It's so funny. There's a place that I, years ago, my husband and I were going to go to Italy for our, I don't know, maybe it was our 15th anniversary, 20th, something like that. And I had found this place and we were going to go to Italy. I found a little place we could rent. And then we decided we were going to instead of spending the money, we were going to do some things around the house. We put the money into that. But I still have the name of the place. And I went to look it up. I'm like, I have a feeling it runs like on that line. I know you can't really get any closer or whatever. It doesn't list every little town. But I feel like it, because I looked on the map and it was in Umbria. It's right over there. It's called Panicale. And I think it's right on that line. So what line is that one that you said? So power line?
That's this one
Yeah.
here. Yeah, this is Pluto, Saturn, Pluto.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And that's also like bringing power into something you're committing to. So it's like ambition was something you're committing to long term.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, so that's an overview, a taste of what I would share with someone during a reading. And yeah, and that the only other piece, like sometimes I would do intuitive guidance. I'm not going to be able to get into all that right now, but that's where I would just dig in deeper. And it's more personal with people, something that we do one-on-one. If there's anything that's challenging them in their lives, that they just are like, why do I keep having the same cycle? And money or love or whatever it is, health, what's going on with this? I get intuitive guidance from spirit guides and angels, and they tell me what to say. So yeah, that's how do you feel after seeing your map and hearing some of
Good. Is there any other place you would say if you could go to this place in the world, it would be the best thing for you or something? Even though I'm like, oh, this sounds good or this sounds fun or whatever, but is there some particular spot that you see on there, wherever it might be, as a place? And maybe from what I can see, the lines go around, right? So they're not just one line, but it comes around the other side of the globe, right?
Based on what you said and your chart, I would look to the sun. So I see all these sun lines intersecting right here off of the coast of Colombia. I also see the Venus on your MC, which is good luck in career.
Columbia, South America, you're saying?
Yes, Colombia,
Okay,
South
not
America.
Columbia, South Carolina.
No. Yeah, and Columbia, there's a Columbia, Maryland as well.
Yeah.
Yes, this is South
My
America.
daughter lives in Columbia, South Carolina,
Oh, nice.
but yeah.
Yes, no, this is Columbia, South America. So I was drawn to this based on all the sun that's here
Okay.
and the Venus lines as well. Your Venus astrocartography line and Venus on the MC. So that's like good luck, prosperity, and career. So I would say to check out this area as well, be somewhere else that kind of calls.
Yeah, I didn't know if there's just where all the planets aligned or where there was like, ooh, this looks like a really good place. So stay near the sun line, you're saying too, which I already know for myself. Like it feels like I need to be, I don't know. That doesn't necessarily mean like a sunny place.
It could. It's
It could
both.
be.
I think it's both.
For me, I think it is both.
Because you need sun physically and energetically. I would say both for you, especially because you notice it and you already call yourself like a plant that withers when you don't get
I
enough
do. I
sun.
have one of those sun lamps that I use that gets, which is not too much often here. We have pretty good sunny here most of the time, but when I will notice it and I will turn on the light a little bit because I'm like, oh, I could never live in Asheville, even though I wanted to go there. It rains a lot, it's very cloudy, and I don't think I would do well there. Like I'd have to be. That's also with England because I'm like, I'd love to go there, but I probably would already be there if it wasn't so cloudy. Even it's not even the climate, but it is that lack of sun. But I have on my weather, how you look, I have all the places I look all the time where Rome and Paris and Morocco and all kinds of things, like where, what's the temperature at all the times of years and what is the, where, how many, when is it sunny and all of that. So I know you can
Yeah,
look stuff up,
all
but
of it matters.
it does. It definitely does. So this is so much fun.
Yay! I know, I love doing this. It feels like an adventure in itself. Like I feel like I'm traveling
You've
just
already
looking on
traveled.
the maps. And yeah, it's like we've already gone on a little trip and it's super fun. And it's fun to help people see a place that would be more supportive if they're feeling stuck and they just feel like it's time for a change.
Yeah. So when people come to you, are they looking to move, or is it sort of like me, hey, just want to know where's a good place to travel, or I may be thinking of relocating, or because I didn't think there was anything else, even in the United States, when I looked, it didn't seem like there was much, even there. Not that I really want to do it anyway. So I guess that doesn't really matter. But when you're going, oh, should I take a road trip, or should I have my retreat? Like, it, I guess anything that's like location, a question
Location
about
driven.
location, then, or location driven, then you're like, oh yeah, I can really take a look and see what the, where the natural tendencies are, where it's going to be the best boost for you, right?
Yeah, a lot of times when people travel, they're just intuitively drawn somewhere and they're like, I want to check out Italy. I want to go here because of the culture. But when people are looking to make a move, like that's a really big deal. Like uprooting your family or going somewhere new, maybe having to start over with your business clients, or it's a big deal. So this is like a weather forecast. It's if I go there, what can I expect the weather to be? Is it going to be raining or is it going to be
Yeah.
sunny or,
Will the sun be shining 90% of the time?
Like that's a big part of it. And then yeah, for retreats, of course, I actually hosted a retreat in Colorado one time and it was a disaster. And it was like I had to fire someone. We had to go home early. Like it was problem after
Oh.
problem. And it was right on my Mars line, which rules conflict and war. So I was like, had I known before that Mars was
Yeah.
right through this area of Colorado, I would not have hosted a retreat there.
That's so
Now, the
funny.
situation had to happen and I wasn't supposed to know yet. But everything came to the sun and there was a war.
Well, it makes a great story now. Don't let this happen to you. That's funny. It's not, I'm sure it wasn't funny at the time, but it's lessons learned. And I think there's probably things that have happened in our lives and we just wonder why, right?
What was that about? What was that all about? And then, and it helps with acceptance because you don't feel like a victim anymore when you're like, oh, this line was here, or this is
It
what was
makes
going on
sense.
astrologically. It makes
I mean, it's
sense.
not like things are going to always go wrong, but sometimes, right, there's a better chance that
There's
something,
gonna
and
rain.
especially if you've got like what's going on right now out there and the planets all changing and retrogrades and this and that and all of the disruption, I think that's already going on and we're already feeling. So it feels like, where can I find a place that's calming, or that's going to be good for our relationship, or for my business, or for my money, or just for my peace and tranquility.
Like people know when they're ready for a shift and they're like, where should I go? It's time for a move, it's time to change. And then other things like life circumstances force you to move. Like you be asked to leave, like somebody comes back, the landlord comes back, you get divorced, somebody dies. Like things
Big
happen where all of a
changes,
sudden you're like,
transitions.
yeah, where do I go? It's that
Yeah, if you got to
happens.
go somewhere, you might as well take a look at where you really should go.
Yes, totally. Yeah.
Especially if you've had not had great luck where you've been, right?
Right.
Or there's been some
Totally.
like discord and I just don't feel right here. Sometimes
Yes.
there's just places that you're just like, I just got to get out of here.
Yes, totally.
That's so
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. So where can people find you if you want to get your own reading? I highly recommend it. It's super fun and it's gives you all the maps, the directions and the places to look and say, okay, maybe before I move to Italy, I'll go visit Italy a little bit more. Get the, like you said, because there's more than just like the places on that astrocartography map. It's the culture. And I'm on 100 day 146 of learning Italian. So
Nice.
I'm like getting ready. You just don't know what's gonna
Yes.
happen.
That's awesome.
So, okay, let's see. Even if it's just going there for a month or something and just staying and getting some culture or whatever. So, where can people find you to get their own readings or to get, because I know you're also doing life coaching and you've got your intuitive side. Like you said, you normally will bring in some intuitive hits, like I'm feeling this, but more I'm feeling this thing over here, right?
Totally. Yeah. So the best place for people to find me is my website, juliegcoaching.com. Also, coaching with Julie G on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. Yeah. So that's the best place to reach out to me, book a reading. We do it all virtual. So my clients are all over the world and it's super fun. It's a great experience. Like everybody always leaves happier, lighter, excited. A lot of them also want to learn astrocartography afterwards because they're just so
Yeah.
interested and fascinated by the art of
It's
it.
very
So.
fun and
So cool.
it seems like this it's a very timely thing. Lots of people are relocating and wanting to get out or do something else and just scrap it all and go somewhere and start over. And a lot of no digital
Totally.
nomads now so that we have the ability to do it. I will link your links below so you guys check out Julie in the show notes. Go ahead and book a session with her. It's really awesome, especially if you're thinking about traveling, doing retreats, maybe relocating, or any of the other fun things that we talked about here. Thank you so much, Julie, for doing my chart. I really appreciate it and
You're
glad to have you on
welcome.
here. It was a lot of fun. And until next time, I will see you guys then.